views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Remember, you can find out everything about the show at thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, all the things. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. And also, you can connect with me on Facebook and Twitter live during the show, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and follow my weird and wonderful life on my new Instagram at The Lucid Planet. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and wellness, because every week on the show, we have some of the most gifted and fascinating scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. Woo! You can also go to lucidplanet.com to find out how to nominate yourself or someone else to come on the show. I love when people write and ask you to come on the show. And you can also become an advertising partner to our extensive audience. Welcome. We're reaching over 10 million homes in the U.S. I'd like to welcome our international audience as well across over 100 countries. Wow. And I also have some big announcements coming up for 2017. So stay tuned for that. Last week on the show, I was very fortunate to interview Dr. Marilyn Joyce, the Vitality Doctor, a 5-time cancer survivor. Wow. And she talked to us about how to raise your energy levels as we move into winter. And one of the most important components that she discussed was nutrition. Now, of course, the paradox is that as we move into winter, we are kind of more tempted than ever to eat foods that lack nutrition, you know, unhealthy processed sugary foods, booze, huge portions. Hello, Thanksgiving, let alone Halloween is only 10 days away. And I mean, who doesn't love candy? I'm not ashamed to confess that I do love my candy, but I try to limit it because sugar is so bad for you, but it tastes so good. It's unfair. Anyway, you know, the holidays, you know, we eat and drink so much, everybody else is doing it. And we end up in these social situations. And a lot of us get stressed dealing with families and seek out comfort food or kind of eat and drink to deal with awkward situations. So I'm really excited because I feel like today's show could not come at a better time. I have my guest today, Natalia Levy, here talking about her new book, Cravings Boss, The Real Reason You Crave Food and a 5-Step Plan to Take Back Control. How awesome is that? So as a professional healthy gourmet chef, she is also a certified health and nutrition coach, and she has a unique program for people to reclaim their waistlines and curb their cravings for food. A little bit about Natalia. She received her culinary training at the Art Institute of New York. She is a graduate for the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and is a certified nutritional consultant from the American Association of Nutritional Consultants. And she, in addition to being an author, she's also founded the company Healthy Intent, which is dedicated to providing healthy food-based solutions and supportive information, including yummy recipes, unique self-care strategies, and more. So let's welcome Natalia to the show. Welcome, Natalia.
Thank you so much, Kelly. It was really nice to be here with you today, live on air.
Woo! Yes, it's wonderful to have you on. And I'm so excited about this topic. As I was saying before the show started, a lot of our listeners are really interested and really hoping that they can take something away from the show that they can implement easily in their lives. And I really think that that is going to happen.
Absolutely. I have lots of nuggets to share today. Not chicken nuggets.
Just little nuggets of goodness and wisdom. That's what we like here.
Yes.
So I guess a good place to start is we talk about food craving, and there's a lot of stuff out there saying that the body craves the foods that have nutrients we need, but we kind of get lost somewhere. So why does the body crave unhealthy food, Natalia? Let's start there.
Well, it's such a great question. And I think the first thing that we need to think about is to understand the difference between cravings and hunger.
True.
Because a lot of times when people crave foods, they don't understand. They think that they're hungry. And understanding that difference between what is hunger and hunger, which is a biological need of the body. When you are hungry, it is you will eat anything. Whereas when we are craving, something very specific, and it's something that can be managed with techniques and tricks that we are going to be talking about today.
So would you say that the craving is more kind of a psychological thing, whereas the hunger is more of a physiological thing?
Well, cravings, the way that part of it is, yes, part of it is psychological, part of it is nutritional deficiencies. In the book, I speak a lot on this topic, so talk about 15 different causes of cravings, and they range anywhere from nutritional deficiencies, which is your body telling you that you are missing certain nutrients, to changes in seasons, which is one of the topics that we are going to touch upon today, to emotional imbalances and stress and lack of sleep and dehydration.
Oh, wow. I can absolutely relate to that. Just as an aside, so many times I think I'm hungry and I'm like walking around looking for something to eat, and then I realize I'm just thirsty. And so
that's it. And
one of my tricks.
So right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're so right. And so many people, when they're hungry, they're actually thirsty, because most of the people that I've spoken with, and this has actually been interesting because this has been one of the hottest topics in a lot of the interviews that I have done, is that a lot of us are dehydrated.
Yes.
And we don't drink enough, and that causes us to think that we are hungry and to crave food, junk food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because it's got the other thing that I noticed is we want salt. I mean, we need electrolytes, right? But instead we're craving like French fries, pretzels, potato chips. My personal crack is like chips and salsa. I like convince myself it's healthy, but it's so not, but it's so good. But like, I just crave that salty, and you can eat, they just keep bringing you more of it. So why is it that the body craves certain types of foods, or the mind, over other types of foods?
So the way that I recommend that everybody looks at cravings is that they are messages that our body sends to us to communicate some sort of either it's emotional imbalance, so it's an imbalance about stress, or it's a nutritional imbalance. So once you learn to pinpoint one of the causes of cravings, one of the 15, and it could be either one of them, or it could be a combination of several. For most people that I have worked with, it's usually some sort of a combination of several different causes.
Absolutely. And I guess, do you think that for people who have cravings, is this the key to weight loss that we're missing, is learning to control what we're craving and when we're craving it?
Oh, that is such a good question. So when people try, and when they get on a certain diet, and I have done so much research on diets, and I've come, well, first of all, anywhere the statistics show that anywhere between 75% and 95% of diets fail. Is that about what you have seen in your experience?
Absolutely. Not only in my experience, as a psychologist, but also just and personally though too. I mean, it's really hard. It's really hard to stick with these. Some of them are so extreme. Like, I'm going to eat nothing but bananas for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what I have come across, is that a lot of people, no matter what diet they're on, no matter what they try, and even on that show, The Biggest Loser, there was a New York Times article that the participants lose that weight, but they still get those cravings, and the cravings just kill them. So can you just imagine, because this whole cravings boss system that I have come up with, it is a tool that can be used in conjunction with every single diet, with every single lifestyle, because no matter what you do, you still end up dealing with cravings, and they just make you fail. So I'm hoping that will enlighten some people and give them a lot of tools that they can start implementing today, right now.
That's awesome. So this, I know we're about to take a break, but I just want to clarify. So this isn't just like another diet book. This is actually tools that people can use with any diet or lifestyle that they're on.
Absolutely. And this is truly the missing link. This is something that a lot of nutritional experts don't address, is that a lot of people say, okay, well, go on this diet, eat this food, eat exercise, and the cravings will go away. But they don't. They still come back to haunt everyone.
And what are some of the most common things that people crave, would you say?
Oh my gosh. I have done so many surveys with that. So one of the ones is chocolate. And then we have potato chips. And then French fries. And then we have ice cream. And it's interesting, because I would love to dive into this a little bit deeper about how to identify what is the flavor profile of the food that people are craving, because I think that that's a very important factor to do. And it's fun for me to talk about that, because I'm a chef and I'm always thinking about, well, what does the food taste like? What are the flavors of the food?
I love that. And I think that's a great way of looking at it. We're going to take a quick break here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And when we get back, Natalia Levy and I are going to talk about the flavor profile of the different foods we crave and how the seasons impact what we're craving, and also her 5-step plan for curbing your cravings. So stick with us, and we will be right back after this short break.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Natalia Levy, who is talking with us about how to curb your food cravings. And before we continue, Natalia, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to contact you to find out more about your amazing new book, Cravings Boss, as well as your online workshops and your other public speaking events and workshops that you do.
Yes, thank you so much, Kelly, for this opportunity. My main home website is healthyintent.com. And speaking of workshops, I am actually right now in the process of teaching a free 3-day online cooking workshop, because a lot of people get intimidated by cooking and they keep asking me to do that because I've done cooking classes in person. So I'm now taking it online. This is free. This is just a great resource for everybody. And you can sign up at healthyintent.com. And if you just want to check out the book, it's cravingsboss.com.
Cravingsboss.com. Awesome. And healthyintent.com. And I'm glad you brought up the cooking thing, because I do think that is really important. And in a lot of ways, like we were talking about before the break, you have the power to satisfy your cravings by swapping other foods in. So if you're craving a certain food, like we're talking about ice cream or french fries, there's other things that you can prepare for yourself that will almost mimic that same level of satiation that your body craves. Isn't that right, Natalia?
Oh, absolutely. Because you know what it is, Kelly? When I hear people tell me, well, I crave french fries, for example, or potato chips, and they can almost taste that salty, the crunchy feeling on their tongue, but in essence, they're not craving a potato, right?
Yep.
So they're craving that the texture, they're craving that saltiness of the flavor. So whenever you start thinking about the food that you are craving, this is almost like my fun culinary science experiment. I would love to invite you to start thinking about, what is the texture of the food that you are craving, and what are the flavor combinations of that food that you are craving, and how can you substitute? What are the healthy substitutions for that?
Absolutely. Well, and you mentioned during the break, Natalia, too, that you have a food swap chart that our listeners, they just need to text food swap to 44222. Did I get that right?
Yes, absolutely. And I have created actually an online course, and I have taught it to students from all over the world over the summer, and we're launching again next week. And this is something that is not just that came from my mind. This came from as a collaborative effort from people telling me what exactly they're craving. So it's a beautiful PDF put together. All you need to do is text the word food swap, FOODSWAP. It's one word, to the number 44222. And then you just confirm your email and you will get it right away.
Awesome. And that basically shows what you're craving and what you can replace the craving with that's healthy for you, which is really
exactly.
What a great idea.
So we cover 19 different foods, and some of them are just odd, like mashed potatoes and sushi.
Oh my gosh. I love sushi, but I can't say that I have like cravings for sushi, you know? But maybe some people do. If you're out there, let me know. Anyway, So I've had a lot of listeners writing in, Natalia. They want to talk to you about obviously dealing with the holidays. And that's a big one. And it's a loaded one because there's the seasonal change. There's kind of the social norms of that the holidays, you're supposed to eat a lot and drink a lot. There's the stress of the family and dealing with social situations. And the holidays can just be a very difficult time for a lot of people. And so I have a question here. Asking how to cope with, well, A, the seasons, and then B, also stress eating. And it's something that is, you know, psychologically, many people do this. It's a way, I think, of finding gratification and comfort and triggering dopamine and all of the good chemicals in the brain. And I would just love to hear your thoughts on this for people who know that they're kind of facing this as we move into holiday season. What is some of your advice to help understand and deal with how to cope with the cravings?
Right. So this is a broad question. So let me break it up. The first I would love to answer is about stress eating.
Yeah.
So most of the time, a lot of the stress situations that happen in our life, they're predictable. So you know you are going to go to work and you know you're going to come home with the kids or whatever. You know certain times of days where there's a potential for stress, right?
Yes.
And so if it's preventable, you can already start creating that mindset shift in your mind and be prepared. So, for example, you know you're going to come home and you know you have 20 minutes to cook a meal, and then you have to do homework with the kids or whatever. I'm a mom, so I'm always thinking like moms. So, and that's actually one of the reasons why I'm running this live cooking workshop, is to help people deal with stress. This morning we prepared two breakfast dishes in 15 minutes. So
awesome.
A lot of that stuff is just having all of those tools that can help you manage stressful situations. Of course, if you go deeper with that, we have cognitive behavior therapy training. We have all the different stuff. And in the course, I go a lot deeper and really helping people identify what are those stressors, identify which situations, how do they get triggered. And then once we identify them, we try to look for the patterns of response. And then we try, as soon as we identify that pattern, then we can start working on changing that response and building up the library of positive behaviors.
I love this. So really mindfulness of being more aware. You're not just powerless automaton being run by your emotions. You actually have control over everything you're doing and also the way that you feel about situations too. I think that's really powerful.
Yes, I think that a lot of people, they feel that it's almost like they feel that they're not in control. So this is a mindset shift where we've come up with this expression, my tech coach and I, that your body is smart. Cravings aren't the enemy. Make them work for you. To me, that is just a powerful phrase. And if you can keep that in mind, that you have the power to change the situation, you can face pretty much anything.
Yeah.
So now, if we have another minute, before the break,
we got like five minutes.
So I can answer the second part of the question, which is how do we deal with the holidays, cravings during the holidays?
Yes.
That is such a broad question. I just actually wrote a whole article on Halloween. So we have multiple holidays coming up. So the first one, we have Halloween, then we have Thanksgiving, and then we have Christmas. So all of the, each one of these comes with its own set of challenges and parties and all of that stuff. So let's start with Halloween, okay? Being that it's right around the corner. So first of all, I have to say that I'm not a big candy eater. I grew up in Russia, actually, where we didn't celebrate Halloween. So it didn't become my tradition.
Yep.
So if you think about it, Halloween is a habit, and eating a candy on Halloween is a habit.
Yep, it's true.
So we need to start looking at this as we know Halloween is coming. We know there's going to be a lot of candy. So before you put that piece of candy in your mouth, you need to think, is this getting me closer to my goal?
Mm-hmm.
whatever the goal is. You set the goal of looking good for the holidays or however. Actually, it's interesting because in my book that I talk about the 5-step plan, and I know I'm kind of jumping ahead with it.
No, that's fine.
But one of the step number 4, so step number 1 is take a pause. Step number 2 is figure out the cause, the underlying cause. Step number 3 is pinpoint the trigger that brings up the cause into and makes you actually take action upon the craving. And then step 4 is engage your imagination. And then step 5 is take action. So for when you are having cravings during the holidays, I actually believe that step number 4, which is one of the favorite for my students, is engaging your imagination, is the perfect solution for this. Which means, okay, so Kelly, tell me, please, who is either, okay, look, I'm going to ask this in a double way because I've received different answers over time. So please share either your Hollywood crush or a person that you admire and you would want to have lunch with, that is somebody who is your dream lunch date.
Okay, well, my Hollywood crush is definitely Channing Tatum, and I would also love to have lunch with him if you're listening. Thank you.
Okay, so Channing Tatum. So let's imagine the situation where it's Halloween or whether it's you're standing in front and you're facing that craving, and Channing is calling you up and like, hey, girl, I'm going to be right here in 30 minutes, and I'm going to pick you up, and we're going to go to the event. How would you react in that situation? Would you give in to the craving?
Oh, honey, when you're thinking about hot men and women, you're definitely not thinking about food. So I think that you're absolutely right. Natalia, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more about the imagination, the food cravings, the 5 steps to controlling your cravings. And I hope it ends with a date with our Hollywood crushes. So stick with us, Lucid Planet Radio. We'll be right back in a moment.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. His technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibration, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to SoltechWellbeing.com. That's SOLTEC Wellbeing.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We're back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have Natalia Levy here talking about controlling those pesky food cravings, particularly around the holidays. Now, when we took off for break, I was going to go on a little lunch date with just Channing Tatum, just my little Hollywood crush, and we were talking about these five steps to curbing food cravings that when you change your state of mind and you imagine you're in the situation with something you really want or something that's really important to you, suddenly the desire to eat the food kind of takes a back seat. It's kind of like a redirect. Am I getting that right, Natalia?
Oh, absolutely. And I love it that you are presenting it from your expertise because you understand psychology, and this is just a little quick psychological trick.
Absolutely. I'm all about mind hacks. You know, like we can hack our brains to do different things. And this is just a really great example in those five steps. So I was hoping, since we have a little bit more time right now, Natalia, you could just share what the five steps are in a little bit more detail and just kind of we can talk about how anybody can use them. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about the holidays. Does that sound good?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And what I actually love about the five-step plan is how easy it is. And different people have taken away something for themselves. Because, you know, what I find is that every single person is so different. And that's one of the reasons why all the diets that are out there are not going to fit the same person. And, you know, you have the Atkins and Paleo and all of these diets are popping up. And then the neighbor's yes. diet that's worked for the neighbor. But with this five-step plan, it's like a skeleton. It's a skeleton that you can build up upon. You can build up upon each step and then take away what will work for you. So let's start with step number one. It's actually take a pause. So don't react, but actually take a pause, and it'll give you an opportunity to assess the situation. Because if you think about it, no matter what situation you're in, whether you're in a business owner or if you're a mom, when something serious happens, you don't react immediately. Well, it's mostly, especially in the business situation, being that the book is very fun and playful and it's called Cravings Boss, so we are going to be the boss of our cravings. So having that 2-minute board meeting with yourself is super, super important to assess the situation. Step number two is examine the facts. So using the book as a guide, you can look at all the 15 different causes of cravings and see it's almost like a mix. It's a matching game. You can see what is the cause that comes up for you. Okay. So then we have step number three, which is pinpoint the trigger. So the causes can lay dormant. I mean, I can go ahead and say, okay, well, I'm craving, well, what I usually crave, I don't know. Okay, well, I have healthy cravings at this point because I was able to change. But let's say somebody goes and just randomly says, oh, well, I'm craving cake. But you can walk around an entire day and with that idea of craving cake, but it's like it's just kind of there and it's faint. And then something happens, bam, whether it's a stressful phone call or some sort of a situation, or you can, you know, the other day I was driving behind somebody and I saw on the back of the car that it was written in memory of. So for somebody, you know, even something like that visually or emotionally or even in the environment, we have environmental triggers like smell you see something, you see a waiter walking by you in the restaurant with a tray of desserts, and then like that's the trigger. You immediately have to have the dessert, right? on the table, or try a bunch of them. So So once you pinpoint that trigger, then we can figure out how to manage them. And then yes. Step number four, which is what I was playing this game with you, imagination game, is to engage your imagination. And this is such a broad one that it's one of the favorites, like I mentioned before. You can either imagine yourself, you know, going on that lunch or dinner day with that person that you admire. I know on one of the talks I have done, the person was Tony Robbins. So like, can you visualize that person standing over you and sort of inspiring you? And, or you can just simply, if you don't want to imagine the person, you can simply visualize your body getting filled with all the nutrients, and every cell of your body gets fed with the nutrients that it needs. And that is just such a beautiful visualization. You can even do a little meditation on that. So that's promoting your imagination, mm-hmm. really engaging. And then once you learn to use your imagination, can you imagine how much fun, more fun your life will be? Because you can take that into any area of your life, into any area of your relationship. And then the last step is, yes, and then the last step is you either fire those cravings, well, the unhealthy ones. And then if you have the healthy one, then you know what to do. You're ready to take action, because the transformation, as we all know, does not happen without taking action.
Yes. Yes. And so that taking action, for example, would be cooking a healthy meal or finding a healthy snack or something like that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so I can see, you know, based on these five steps, how when we're in that emotional or depressed or stressed state, a lot of those automatically go out the window. It can be harder to be mindful. It can be harder to examine yourself and your triggers when you're in that kind of a state. You know, I can see how this can be a challenge, but it's still something that we can achieve.
Absolutely. Well, it's the same thing. This is a practice. You can almost make an analogy with meditation. Meditation is a practice. Or if you think of athletes, they don't become great. They don't become pros until they practice something daily. So this is something that you take the system, you start thinking about it daily. And over time, I promise, because this has been happening with so many of my students, and it just becomes second nature. You don't even think about it. But the easiest, I also understand the part of your questions where in the beginning, it could be really, really challenging. So you can just ask yourself a question, which, like I mentioned before, is this getting me closer to my goal? Is this giving my body the nutrients that my body needs at this moment right now? So those are the kind of questions that you can come up with, or you can come up with a question that you know will break you out of that day.
Yep. And I think a lot of it for people has to do with self-love and worthiness, and that the eating gives them, you know, like a short-term little dopamine kind of blip. But then in the long term, it reinforces the feelings of unworthiness and the lack of self-love, because you're doing something to your body that you know you shouldn't do. And I know, like in my show last week, we were talking about this. Once you realize that you shouldn't do it, and you do it anyway, then you're actually hurting yourself, because you're not treating yourself the way you know you deserve to be treated. So I think as well, for those people going through the kind of emotional or depressed, stressed eating, that idea of I deserve better than this, and I love myself, and I deserve to feel good, and I deserve to feel healthy, and I'm worthy of love, and all those types of affirmations, I think can also help just, you know, keep things in perspective. So that's just my two cents. That's, you know, because I've been through it. I know a lot of people who have. Let's see. On that note, I wanted to go back and just finish our discussion that we were having, Natalia, about the holidays. I've got like 3 minutes till our next little commercial break. We left off at Halloween, but we got to talk about Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, yes. And I don't think that what you have said is two cents. I think those are really powerful, that self-love and saying an affirmation to yourself, whether something that I am worthy. I am worthy of love. My body is worthy of all the good things that I can give it.
Yes.
So that's pretty
thank
powerful.
You. So, I think so. Yes. I think so.
So thank you. Mm-hmm. Beautifully sure. said, Kelly.
Thank you.
So Thanksgiving, great big holiday, which is interesting that we are transforming into that because it's a day of giving thanks. And
yes,
the way that we can think about it is, will our body thank us for how we treat it?
Yes.
Because when we get together, and of course we get together,
like
it's a big family. Say it again.
I'm just saying that's nice. I like that. Is our body going to thank us? That's a good one.
Yes. So we get together. It's a tradition. And those cultural traditions are very powerful. I am from Russia, so I didn't get to experience a lot of the American holidays. And now, over the last 17 years that I have been in the country, it's been wonderful. And these traditions are so important. And this is where cooking is so wonderful when you are in control and when you can learn to make those healthy substitutions for the recipes. For example, you can make your mashed potatoes with not so many mashed potatoes and add cauliflower to them and parsnips and all the other wonderful white vegetables and turnips and stuff like that and mm-hmm. avocados. Let's start thinking about making the recipes 10% yes. healthier this year, 20% healthier next year, 30% healthier the year after. And
I
especially if you are hosting it in your house, then you have obviously a lot more control. And if you are invited to go to somebody's house, bring a dish that you know that is going to be healthy. And I'm
yes.
sure that the hostess would be very happy to have one less thing to do on the successful holiday.
Very true. Well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back with Natalia Levy here, we're going to talk a little bit more about preparing food for the holidays. And I really also want to talk about water and why water is so important. And also, if we have time, I'd love to bring up the whole juicing phenomenon as a nutritionist. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So everyone listening, stick with us and we'll be right back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. Give us a few.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I'm here with Natalia Levy talking about how to curb those pesky food cravings, especially during the holidays. And for the last part of the show, we're going to talk about the beverages. We're going to talk about alcohol, juicing, and water and how important they are. But before we do, Natalia was just telling me during the break that she's been getting into the mindset of her clients and other people she works with by pretty much doing a full-on detox. Natalia, what did you say you haven't done for 4 weeks?
So I walk the talk. I don't just recommend people to do things without getting into the mindset, without really being able to hold their hand and experience the emotion that they experience. So I have been off gluten, off dairy, and off sugar and off alcohol for the last 4 weeks.
Woo! How are you feeling?
So I have to honestly say that the days 2, 3, 4 were really challenging for me, because when you completely get off sugar, which means that not eating anything processed, I cook all my own food, but actually that inspires me always to create a whole bunch of new recipes, which is always fun, and everybody loves that. All my neighbors come over. but yes, emotionally during those days 3 and 4 is really challenging. So you have to have a really good support system. You have to use those affirmations like we talked about. And you get massive headaches. Headaches. Something happens in your brain when it lets go of that sugar. Because sugar is so addictive. It is, some of the research that I was reading, it said that it's 6 times more addictive than cocaine, which is insane. Yep. It is insane. Yep. So in essence, when I studied the history of sugar is the only food that throughout the history of this universe that we have gone from eating 4 pounds of sugar a year to now we on average eat about 152 pounds of sugar per year.
Oh, Lord.
Is insane.
No kidding, it's the only
food, that has increased so much.
I did a candida cleanse a couple months ago, and I had to completely cut out the sugar, and I was quite sick for like the first week. And then on top of it, the candida, you know, if you're not doing alcohol and sugar, the candida, most of us have a candida overgrowth. And so as that starts dying off, you also get sick from the detox. But man, I felt really good afterwards. And then when you eat that first bite of sugar after being off of it for a month or two, it tastes disgusting. Like, it's so sweet and weird, and it makes you feel sick. So I encourage anybody who wants to do it, just take a couple days off and see what happens. Now, Natalia, the alcohol part, the alcohol thing is really hard for a lot of people, particularly, you know, with the holidays and New Year's and all these, you know, office parties. And you told me during the break, you have a great hack for people drinking alcohol. And I personally would love to hear that.
Yeah. So this hack is, so find a nut that you love. For me, what is the nut that you absolutely love, Kelly?
Oh, almonds. I love almonds.
Almonds. Okay. So let's say you set yourself a maximum that you will have 3 drinks at a party. That's it. And then what you do is you, for every drink, you put 3 almonds into your pocket. So now we have 3 drinks. We have 3 almonds per drink. So now we have 9 almonds in our pocket. So after each drink you take, you have you pop 3 almonds into your mouth, and that's it. And then after the second drink, you put 3 more almonds, and that will help metabolize sugar from the alcohol, because now you get in the healthy fat from the almonds into your brain. And now after you're done with your last 3 almonds, you know to cut off. And then, you know what? We all think that people won't understand us and won't respect us, but that's wrong. We need to show people where we stand. And we need to, in the book, I have this whole huge letter to, it's a letter to self-sabotage. And we just need to fire the self-sabotaging behaviors, and we have to own up. We are the boss of our health. We are the boss of the situation. We don't give power away.
Yes. Yes, that's a great way of looking at things. So I guess another question, I have so many questions. Oh my gosh, we're running out of time. Very briefly, what do you think about juice cleansing and the whole movement towards just drinking like fresh pressed green juices or fruit juices? Are those okay? Are they healthy for the body, in your opinion?
Okay, so just like there's chocolate and then there's raw chocolate, there's juice that has been that you made at home with fresh organic ingredients that has minimum amount of sugar. And then there's juice that you buy that's been pasteurized.
That has sugar.
That comes from concentrate that had all of the preservatives and all of this other stuff added. So the first thing that you need to understand is what you are drinking, what you are putting into your body. Read the label. If I personally do juicing, I don't go on a juice detox for several days, simply because my body, it doesn't tolerate it well. I work out a lot, and my body does need quite a bit of food and protein. And as a chef, I actually just in general, I like to cook. I like to eat food.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, it doesn't work. If it works for you, just I wouldn't go for too long personally, because you want to give your body that consistent intake of nutrients, of the right nutrients. And then when you are going on a juice cleanse, just, again, we're back to what are you putting into your body? Are the ingredients organic?
Yes.
Are they non-GMO? How much sugar is in there? Because you may be on a juice cleanse and you may be drinking
tons of sugar.
Three times the amount of sugar that you need to be. And that will completely drain your energy.
So maybe it's better not to do juice cleansing or drink, if you're not doing a cleanse, to just drink lots more water. And I know you have some spa water recipes, right?
Oh, yes, I do. I love spa water. Well, first of all, for us girls drinking spa water, those beautiful bottles, I actually just ordered a set of beautiful 6 glass bottles from Amazon. And I put the photo, I think, on our Instagram page. And They look pretty. They make you feel like you are just being a little bit of extra pampered, because like we were speaking about before, the fact that people don't experience love. They don't feel love. They don't feel appreciated. And that's one way that you can help yourself feel more appreciated and just like a little extra luxury in a day, if you will. So as soon as I got those 6 bottles, I was so excited, and I filled them. One was with pineapple and goji berries. The other one was cucumber lime. Another one was strawberries mint. Another one was blueberries and pear. And the last one was watermelon rosemary. So, those
are 5
flavors.
Oh, that sounds really nice. And because like we talked about as the start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We're pretty much out of time, but I just wanted to say, Natalia and everyone, you can find out so much more in the book Cravings Boss, which is just cravingsboss.com. You can also go to healthyintent.com to find out much more from Natalia. And if you want to see that food swap PDF, or you can see you want a donut, what you can swap your cravings for, you just have to text food swap one word to 44222. And remember, you got to stay hydrated. So I'm looking right now at these little bottles of spa water bottles on Amazon, and they do look so nice. Infusing the water with nice fruits and herbs, you must stay hydrated. And if you stay hydrated, you'll realize a lot of your cravings aren't even for food at all. You're just dehydrated. So Natalia. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. You've given me a lot to work with, and I think you've helped us a lot. And yeah, it's been great having you on.
I have so much fun with you today, and thank you to everyone for tuning in, for sending in your questions. And if you have more, I'm more than happy to answer. Get in touch with me via email through the website.
Awesome. And again, you can find Natalia Levy at cravingsboss.com. Thank you to everybody for tuning in today. Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I always have the best time on the show, and it goes by too fast. You can join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific, right here on the lucidplanet.com, as well as across CRN Digital Talk Affiliates and Transformation Talk Radio. You can also get in touch with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for the Lucid Planet. I would love to hear from you. And you can listen to all of our past shows on iTunes, SoundCloud. Just type in Lucid Planet Radio for free. Next week, I have a very special treat for you guys. I have Will Schneider on the show, who is the author of the metaphysical thriller Lucifer's Game. So this is basically like kind of part one of my Halloween episodes that I'll be having on the 26th and November 2nd, because I love all ghoulish things. So stay tuned for that. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Stay healthy, stay beautiful, light and love. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.